This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, first name Vanessa, V-A-N-E-S-S-A, date of birth, October 15, 1955, date of evaluation, September 5th, 2024. The referring physician, West Oakland Health Clinic. The HPI, the patient is a 68-year-old female who was initially seen in the office on October 31st, 2022, period. At that time, she presented with episodic dizziness, vomiting, and diarrhea, period. She further reported episodes of dizziness, vomiting, and diarrhea, which occurred in February of 2022 and December of 2023, period. She had previously been diagnosed with angina in 2012, period. However, workup was apparently negative, period. She had noted ongoing anginal symptoms, which she described as a tearing in her chest, period. The pain was associated with pain in her head and a heart rate, period. Symptoms were relieved with nitroglycerin, period. She had noted mild shortness of breath, usually on climbing stairs, period. She had been referred for echocardiogram, period. Our patient failed to follow up, period. She returned to the office today, approximately 2 years later, where she reports palpitation, which occurs on lying down, period. Last week, she had reported an episode of pleuritic chest pain, which was worse on turning to the right, period. Pain initially lasted a few days, then went away. However, comma, pain has now returned, period. The past medical history, ischemic CVA in 2011 and 2012, neck number angina, neck number hypertension, neck number prediabetes, neck number hypercholesterolemia, neck number osteoarthritis, neck number Sjogren's syndrome, neck number mitral valve prolapse, past surgical history is unremarkable. The medication, losartan, 50 milligrams one daily, clopidogrel, 75 milligrams one daily, simvastatin, 20 milligrams one HS, nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligrams sublingual PRN, hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams, 1 BID, cetirizine, CETRIZINE, 10 milligrams one daily, betamethasone, apply BID, vitamin D2, 1.25 milligrams one daily. The allergies, penicillin results in rash, erythromycin, nausea and vomiting, Vicodin, nausea and vomiting, sumatriptan, headache, Igranox, headache, doxycycline, dizziness. The family history, unremarkable, except for mother having congestive heart failure and permanent pacemaker. A brother died with congestive heart failure and diabetes. Another brother had congestive heart failure and diabetes. A sister has diabetes, period. see. Social history. Face and deny cigarette smoking or alcohol use, period. Review of system. Constitutional, she has generalized weakness, she has leg and hand pain, skin, she noticed itching and rash, eyes, she wears glasses, she has burning and dryness, period, cardiac, she has palpitations, especially on lying down, respiratory, she has history of bronchitis, gastrointestinal, she has abdominal pain and constipation, genitourinary, unremarkable neurologic, she has had vertigo in the past, musculoskeletal, she has diffuse joint pain and weakness, she reports having surgery of the left knee, period. The physical examination, blood pressure 145/80, pulse 75, respiratory rate 20, height 66 inches, weight 171.6 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute stress. The cardiovascular exam, there is a grade 2/6 systolic murmur in the aortic region, period. The neurologic, she has a left hemiparesis, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 72 beats per minute, period, non-specific, ST/TVA's elevation is noted, period, ECG is otherwise unremarkable, echocardiogram, from November 3rd, 2022, reveals normal LV systolic function with ejection fraction of 76%, period. There is mild aortic regurgitation, period. Trace mitral regurgitation, period. Trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. Trace pulmonic regurgitation, period. No pericardial effusion, period. LV ejection fraction is 76%, period. There is mild aortic valve sclerosis, but no aortic stenosis, period. The impression, this is a 68-year-old female who was first evaluated in October 2022. She was advised to follow up approximately 1 month later. However, she did not have follow-up, period. Patient is now seen 2 years later where she has ongoing chest pain and palpitations, period. The plan, her chest pain is somewhat atypical. We'll proceed with chest x-ray, PA, and lateral, period. We'll repeat echocardiogram, period. Lexi scan to evaluate for ischemia, period. CBC, Chem-20, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, PSA. Signed, Dr. Rawlington Ferguson.